G'day gamers, this is your host Luke Hepburn and I'm back with a summary of the latest video game news from the land down under. Today, it's Friday, the 29th of October. Let's get into it. Well, the Sony State of Play is now over and as I mentioned, I record the show before the next morning, so I couldn't really talk about it yesterday. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the show. Leave a comment on g'daygamers.com against the show notes. Well, my thoughts in summary is perhaps sometimes it's better to show nothing, but let's face it, we wouldn't have nothing to talk about. There was definitely a handful of games that looked really good, but overall, there wasn't a lot of great things in this. The first game off the ranks was called Deathverse: Let It Die and developed by Super Trick. This is a successor to Let It Die from 2016. Super Trick said, and I quote, "In the survival battle arena Deathverse: Let It Die, you'll compete against players and fight off hazardous in-game foes in PvP combat. Use state-of-the-art weaponry to dazzle crowds and customize your own original character with upgrades you collect and unlock as you cheat death, outlive your competitors, and climb the rankings to become a star." End quote. It didn't look like a game that would interest me. The next game they showed off, which comes out next year on PS4 and PS5, is We Are OFK. I had no clue what this game was really about, except it was choice-based dialogue and it was about making music. I was not interested, but perhaps it makes sense to others. The next one was a Bugsnax DLC called The Isle of Big Snacks, and this one is probably going to start to liven the show up in the sense that kids would like this one. A lot of people would own this game because it was one of the monthly free games. The update is free, coming in 2022, and it's coming to PS4, PS5, and PC. In summary, it adds giant bug snacks, big snacks of course, hats for your bug snacks, interior decorating, plus more. The kids will love decorating their own little hut and completing challenges from your mailbox. There'll be about 100 challenges and 30 quests, which get you furniture and accessories for your living space. Okay, so the next one, which did get a little bit more exciting, finally, was Steel Wool Studios' Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach. We have a release date as well. It's now been confirmed as December 16th. The trailer provided a much better look at the gameplay and animatronics appearing in the next title. It also showed some of the story mode, which then appeared also on a PlayStation blog post later in the morning. It basically said that you play Gregory, a boy trapped in Freddy's Fazbear's Mega Pizzaplex, and you need to survive and find a way out by the morning. Roxy, Chica, Monty, they're all going to be hunting you, and there's also staff bots that will sound the alarm if they see you. As it was shown in the trailer, Gregory can also hop into the body of Freddy, but he runs out of power and he has to be recharged, so you have to keep an eye on those sorts of things. There's a lot of FNAF fans out there, and I know this one is going to get played by a lot of people and worth having a look at. The next game is one we've seen before. It's called Death's Door, and it was launched on Xbox and PC back in July, I believe. It's now coming to the PlayStation 4 and 5 and also the Nintendo Switch on November 23rd. Death's Door, to its credit, is a pretty looking game and it did also receive high review scores on the other platforms. There seems to be a lot of puzzles and plenty of adventure, so this one might be worth picking up as well. Okay, so next in the state of play was Kart Rider Drift. It's a Mario Kart type of game with next-gen visuals, cross-play support, and a beta that's apparently coming in December 8th. You'll have to sign up on their website to gain access. It is also being developed for PC, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S. I will give it credit. The game does look good, and I like the car customization and character customization. You can see that in the trailer. I'll put all these trailers on g'daygamers.com anyway, and you can take a look. Next up, Dolores, a new King of Fighters 15 character was shown off that could summon and drop giant stones on her enemies. They simply announced the game's beta would start on Friday, November 19th, and that would include about 8 characters and go for about 2 days. The next one is a free PlayStation Plus game that's coming in November, and that is called First Class Trouble. It actually reminds me of the game Among Us, where in this case, a player takes the form of a human but really is an android, while the other players are all human and they don't know who's trying to kill them before they exit the map. You may have seen this game on Steam because it came out on early access earlier in the year. Considering it's free, I definitely would check it out. I think it'll be a little bit of fun if you could find the right people to play with. The trailer even showed where the android was helping one of the other human players, and then at some point, after trust was built, he kills his teammate. It was pretty hilarious, actually. It's basically about tricking the people that you're playing with and trying not to let them on that you're the android. I should say the android is called a personoid in this game, which is all the typical sabotaging moments as well. So we all got excited for the next one when we saw the Square Enix logo, but then we came crashing back to Earth because it was just Star Ocean, the Divine First being announced. It's a new game, RPG, coming to PC, PS4 and 5, Xbox One, Series X and S, and it's in development via Triace. I think most of us were looking forward to a Final Fantasy announcement, so that's why we got our hopes up. To its credit though, it can hold its own. The game has a history of being able to make a decision in the game and affect the outcome. The games haven't really reviewed very well and haven't got great scores. The last one only about a 58 out of 100. But the earlier versions like Star Ocean: The Second Story on the PlayStation actually did all right with about 80%. So who knows? It could be okay. The final game on display was Little Devil Inside, which was debuted at Sony's E3 2020 event. The trailer that was shown off today definitely showed some new gameplay, and it showed us the world map traversal type system. They did say it doesn't feature fast travel either, which is interesting, but that's because they're trying to get you to embrace the entire environment and the story that comes with this game. The game is beautiful, and really, it's an artistic masterpiece. The trailer showed off combat and some of the crafting in the game. This game is powered by the Unreal Engine, and unfortunately we don't have a release date yet, but it must be getting closer. It was originally announced for July 21, but by the looks of it, they just want to get this game perfect. I think this could be one of the best games of the year. The game also includes a co-op multiplayer, which will please a lot of people. It is planned for PlayStation 4 and 5, Windows PC, and then later it'll be out on the Xbox One and Series X and S, as well as the Nintendo Switch. This by far was leave the best to the last type of game. That pretty much wraps up the show, but Sony did release some other news. Apple Music has come to PlayStation 5 today and it's available now. And Sony has also announced in their Q2 report, they have sold 13.4 million PlayStation 5 consoles worldwide. The Series X and S consoles are catching up. A few days ago, they reached 8 million. But when you take the Windows PC and Xbox Game Pass service, they're probably doing a little bit better, maybe. Who knows? PlayStation have also, however, today announced that they're officially calling PlayStation PC the new brand for PC games going forward that are found on the PC, of course. Okay, so some quick other news just to wrap up the show. In an interview with Rolling Stone, Snoop Dogg was asked if he knew that his friend Dr. Dre would be releasing any music anytime soon. He said, and I quote, "I do know he's making great something music, and some of his music is connected to the GTA game that's coming out. So I think that will be the way that his music is released, through that GTA video game," end quote. We don't know what game he's talking about. It might be the trilogy, but it also could be the next GTA. So we'll have to wait and see. Just the last one, and you've probably all played the demo anyway this last week. Riders Republic is now out. You can grab the game on many of the stores that are available. It's available on PlayStation 5, 4, Xbox Series XS, Xbox One, as well as Windows PC through the Ubisoft Store and Epic Game Store. Well, guys, that's it. It's a PlayStation State of Play episode. Let me know what you think. I personally wasn't satisfied, but there was some games to be excited about. For people who are following the other consoles and Windows, at least many of these titles are coming to those platforms as well. Have a great day. Enjoy your Friday, the day before the weekend. Catch us later.